All right, so you want to like totally crush it in the online sales world, right?
Okay.
Well, you've given us a whole bunch of resources to dig through.
Yeah.
So we've got Boost Your Online Sales, an ebook with tons of tips,
Okay.
e-commerce mini guidebook that's really focused on product listings,
Right.
and a YouTube video by Dan Rogers all about how to master Amazon listings for 2023.
Sounds good.
So think of this as like your crash course to online sales success. Let's dive in.
It sounds like you're really ready to like take your business to the next level, but before we get into the like super tactical stuff,
Right.
let's build a really solid foundation first.
Okay.
Boost Your Online Sales actually does a really great job of this.
I know. I loved that dating analogy in there.
Oh, yeah.
It really clicked for me how they explain the sales process.
It's brilliant, right? It's like just like you wouldn't propose on the first date.
Right.
You can't expect a customer to buy from you right away.
Yeah.
You need to build that rapport and demonstrate your value. It's all about wooing your customer.
That's so true. It's like you're building a relationship,
Yeah.
not just closing a deal.
Exactly.
And speaking of relationships, that 1,000 true fans concept
Yes.
that really resonated with me.
It's such a powerful idea.
Yeah.
Cultivating that loyal customer base, you know, the ones who really connect with your brand,
Yeah.
that can be so much more valuable than just chasing after those like fleeting trends.
Totally. And what better way to really connect with your audience than through like really eye-catching product listings?
Right.
And both the e-commerce mini guidebook and Dan Rogers' video really hit on that.
Yeah, they both emphasize the importance of those high-quality images.
For
Like the
sure.
guidebook talks a lot about showcasing your product from multiple angles,
Okay.
putting it in like real-world settings and keeping that consistent brand image.
And Dan Rogers takes it a step further with that case study,
Yeah.
showing how just like upgrading product images led to like a massive jump in click-through rates.
Ow.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
His before and after examples were mind-blowing.
It's amazing how much visuals really matter.
It's undeniable.
Yeah.
We can't forget about the power of words, though, right?
Oh, for sure.
The guidebook's all about having clear and informative product descriptions packed with, technical details and a strong call to action.
Yeah. You really want to make it clear what you're selling.
But it doesn't have to be dry and technical.
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
The ebook suggests using storytelling to
Oh,
make the descriptions more captivating.
that's a good idea.
And then Dan Rogers has some good insights about bullet points.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about how just like consistent formatting and using the right keywords can make a huge difference.
He calls it keyword hinging, right?
Yeah.
It's super effective for Amazon listings.
Yeah. I mean, especially since it's all about, getting those keywords right so people can actually find your product.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like speaking the language of the search engines.
Yeah, that seems to be key for any online sales strategy.
Now, what about pricing? All three of our sources touch on that.
Yeah.
The e-commerce mini guidebook really goes deep into like competitive pricing strategies,
Okay.
like dynamic pricing, where you adjust your prices based on like demand or what your competitors are doing,
Oh, interesting.
and bundling, where you like package products together to make a more attractive offer.
Oh, that makes sense.
And of course, we can't forget about promotions,
Oh, yeah.
highlighting discounts and like limited time offers.
Creates that urgency.
Yes.
People want to buy right away.
Yeah, it nudges those hesitant customers over the edge.
For sure.
And the ebook talks about being strategic with discounts too,
Yeah.
and leaving room for future price adjustments.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that sweet spot that maximizes your profit without like, sacrificing value.
Right.
Speaking of maximizing, let's switch gears to SEO,
Okay.
another topic that comes up in all three of our sources.
It's everywhere.
The mini guidebook gives a pretty good overview of keyword research and like basic optimization techniques.
Yeah, and Dan Rogers actually dives way deeper into keyword research in his video.
I see.
He gives you like a step-by-step method
Oh,
that
wow.
you can use on your own Amazon
So
listings.
whether it's your website or your Amazon listings,
Yeah.
speaking the language of search engines is crucial.
It is.
And this website, we've got lead form optimization, 9 tactics to increase conversions.
Okay.
This one really gets into like the nuts and bolts
Yeah.
of turning website visitors into paying customers.
I like that.
They emphasize strategic form placement,
Okay.
like keeping those forms above the fold
Yeah.
so they're immediately visible.
Yeah, so people don't have to scroll around looking for it.
Right. And also like tailoring the length and fields of your forms to your target
Well,
audience.
that's smart.
And that actually ties in perfectly with the ebook's advice about, understanding buyer personas and the sales funnel.
Yeah.
It's all about catering to the needs and preferences of your ideal customer.
Right.
The website also talks about the importance of crafting a compelling call to action, using captivating copy, and making your forms super user-friendly.
Easy to fill out.
Right. And they really hammer home the value of A-B testing.
Yeah.
Just constantly tweaking and refining your approach to get every single conversion.
And that reminds me of what both the ebook and Dan Rogers' video talk about.
Yeah.
The importance of continuous testing, measuring, and optimizing.
Always be testing.
Always be testing, because the online world is constantly evolving.
That's true.
What works today might not work tomorrow.
Right. So it's not just about setting up your online store and then just like waiting for the money to roll in.
No, not at all. It's about constantly learning, experimenting, and refining to find what works best for your products and your audience.
So it sounds like we've covered a ton already.
We have.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
I know, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, why don't we take a quick break?
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll dive into the world of marketing and promotion.
Sounds good. Welcome back. So let's jump into marketing and promotion. All three of our sources have some really valuable insights here.
Okay.
Let's start with influencer marketing.
Okay.
Both the ebook and Dan Rogers' YouTube video talk about how powerful this can be.
Yeah. It seems like everyone's doing it these days.
It's definitely a trend, but for good reason.
Yeah.
It's all about finding those influencers who align with your brand and your target audience.
And who have like a genuine following.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You don't want those fake followers.
Yeah.
It's about building authentic relationships and leveraging their credibility to reach a wider audience.
That makes sense. The ebook also talks about social media marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems like a no-brainer for online businesses.
It is, but it's not just about like blasting out promotional messages. It's about being social, engaging with your audience, building a community.
Yeah, I like that. It's about the soft sell.
Exactly. And then there's affiliate marketing.
Okay.
Where you partner with other businesses or individuals to promote your products.
And they get a commission on each sale, right?
Exactly. The ebook has a really interesting tip about this.
Okay.
It suggests thinking of your affiliates not as competitors, but as partners.
Okay.
It's about galvanizing this community of people who are invested in your success.
That's a cool way to look at it.
Mm.
And then Dan Rogers talks about using YouTube as a marketing platform.
Oh, right.
Because he's a YouTuber himself.
Yeah, he's got some great advice about creating engaging video content, optimizing your videos for search, and building a loyal subscriber base.
So you can like use your YouTube channel to drive traffic to your website or your Amazon listings.
Exactly. And then both the ebook and Dan Rogers touch on the power of pre-orders.
Oh yeah, what's that all about?
It's basically about offering your product for sale before it's even released.
Oh, interesting. Why would you do that?
Well, it's a great way to validate your product idea.
Okay.
Generate buzz and secure some early sales.
So you can get feedback before you even launch.
Exactly. And it also helps you gauge demand so you can plan your inventory accordingly.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
And finally, the ebook emphasizes the importance of high production values in all of your marketing materials.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's your website, your product, photos, your videos.
Everything.
Yeah, it's all about creating a professional and polished image.
Exactly. It reflects on your brand.
Right. It shows that you care about quality.
Yeah, and that you're serious about your business.
So we've talked a lot about the tactical stuff, but I want to bring it back to the human element.
Yeah.
Which the ebook really hammers home.
Yeah.
Ultimately, online sales success is all about understanding human psychology, appealing to emotions, building relationships, and exceeding expectations.
It's not just about transactions.
Yeah.
It's about connection.
Exactly. Yeah. And the ebook's final point really resonated with me.
What's that?
Sell something you're proud of. Because that passion will shine through in everything you do.
It will.
And it'll connect with your customers on a deeper level.
And they'll be more likely to buy from you.
Exactly.
So we've talked a lot about like the mechanics of online sales, but at the end of the day, it's really about that human connection.
It is.
And building a brand that people trust and believe in.
Yeah, authenticity is key.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about these like big picture concepts.
Yeah.
But let's dive into some more specific strategies.
Okay.
Tactics that you can actually implement in your business today.
Sounds good.
Let's talk about social proof.
Okay.
Have you ever seen those pop-ups on websites that say things like, someone in Chicago just bought this?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I always wonder if they're real, though.
Well, this is what's called real-time social proof messaging.
Okay.
And there's actually a website called Social Proof Messaging Software Tagstar that has some great insights on how to do this effectively.
Okay.
It's basically about tapping into that human desire to follow the crowd.
Oh, yeah. FOMO, fear of missing out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And TagStar suggests using real-time data to make these messages even more effective.
Okay, so how would you do that? So instead of just saying a product is popular,
yeah,
you could actually show how many people have viewed it or added it to their cart in the last hour.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
It makes it feel a lot more authentic.
Right. Less like a marketing gimmick.
Exactly. And they also emphasize the importance of customizing these messages to your brand.
Okay.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right. You got to make it your own.
Exactly. And of course, A-B testing is crucial here too.
Always be testing.
Right. Always be testing. Now let's go back to the sales funnel for a second.
Okay.
Both Boost Your Online Sales and the Lead Form Optimization website have some interesting things to say about this.
Okay.
The ebook suggests building a sales funnel to gradually nurture leads through various stages.
Okay, like starting with something free, then offering a low-cost product, and eventually leading to a higher-priced item.
Exactly. Mm. It's a classic approach that can be really effective.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
But the ebook also throws in a bit of a curveball here.
What was that?
It suggests that sometimes scrapping the funnel altogether can actually be more effective.
Wait, really? When would that make sense?
Well, sometimes getting too caught up in the complexities of a multi-step funnel can actually scare customers away.
Oh, I see.
It's about finding what works best for your specific product and your audience.
Right. So some products might lend themselves to a more direct approach.
Yeah.
While others might require a more gradual nurturing process.
Exactly. So it's not one size fits all.
Right. You got to experiment.
You got to experiment and find what resonates with your customers.
But regardless of whether you use a funnel or not.
Yeah.
Every interaction with a potential customer is an opportunity to move them closer to a purchase.
That's a good way to look at it.
And the ebook reminds us to always warm up those cold leads.
Yeah.
Don't come on too strong. Build rapport. Establish trust. Demonstrate value before going for the sale.
It's about building a relationship, not just closing a deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of building relationships, let's talk about community engagement.
Oh,
the ebook really stresses this.
It does.
It suggests becoming an active participant in online communities where your target audience hangs out.
Okay, so like forums, social media groups, things like that.
Exactly. It's about becoming a familiar face, a trusted voice, a valuable resource within that community.
So when you finally launch your product or service, you've already built that foundation of trust.
Exactly. And it's not about barging in with a sales pitch.
No.
It's about genuinely contributing to the conversation, sharing your expertise, building relationships organically.
Yeah, that's a much better approach.
And the ebook also reminds us to be realistic with our expectations.
Yeah.
Success takes time. There's no such thing as overnight riches.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
So true. And when those inevitable setbacks occur,
they will happen.
The ebook says to respond to criticism gracefully.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to learn and improve.
Don't take it personally. Use it as fuel for growth.
And you can't please everyone, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Focus on your niche, on those who truly resonate with your brand and your message.
Yeah, authenticity is key.
And speaking of authenticity, the ebook has a whole section on building a strong brand identity.
Okay.
It's about creating a consistent message that resonates with your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
From your logo and website design to your social media presence.
Everything should be aligned.
Everything. And remember to generate interest.
Oh, yeah.
In today's crowded online marketplace, you need to stand out.
You do.
Make your products irresistible.
Spark that curiosity.
Yeah.
Make people want to learn more.
No more boring, generic offerings.
Right.
Be bold, creative, engaging.
Absolutely. And once you've sparked that interest, communication is key.
Yeah.
Be responsive to your audience. Answer their questions. Engage in conversations. Build those relationships.
Be a real person behind the brand, not just a faceless entity.
Exactly. And as your business grows and evolves, embrace the concept of failing fast.
Failing. Isn't that a bad thing?
Not necessarily. It means getting your ideas out there quickly, even if they're not perfect.
Okay.
It's about testing, learning, and adapting on the fly.
So you embrace those early stumbles and use them as stepping stones to success.
Exactly. And always test everything, especially your sales system.
Okay.
The ebook suggests putting yourself in the shoes of your customer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Walk through the entire purchasing process and make sure it's seamless and enjoyable.
Right. If it feels clunky or confusing to you, imagine how your customers will feel.
Exactly. And as you refine your approach, avoid those tired, overused sales tactics.
Yeah.
The ones that make people roll their eyes.
The cheesy stuff.
Be original. Be authentic. Be engaging.
Okay.
And if you need help, don't hesitate to hire a professional.
Right, whether it's for website design, copywriting, video production.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, investing in professional expertise can make a huge difference.
It can. When you're crafting your messaging, be clear, concise, get straight to the point.
No jargon, just pure value.
Exactly. And when you're designing your website or your sales pages, make sure to provide multiple opportunities for customers to buy.
Oh yeah, don't make them hunt for that buy now button.
Yeah, right? Sprinkle those calls to action throughout your content.
Okay, good tip. And in every interaction with your customers, be a consummate professional.
Even when you're dealing with difficult customers,
especially that,
respond with grace, patience, and a genuine desire to resolve the issue.
It's all about building a reputation for exceptional customer service.
It is. Those positive experiences are worth their weight in gold.
Especially in today's world of online reviews.
Absolutely. And when you're setting your prices, be transparent.
Yeah.
No hidden costs or surprise charges.
Right. Nobody likes feeling tricked.
No, they don't. And finally, don't give up.
Yeah.
Building a successful online business takes time, effort, and resilience.
Yeah. You got to be in it for the long haul.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It really is. There will be ups and downs.
Yeah.
But the key is to keep learning, keep adapting, and keep pushing forward.
Embrace the process, celebrate those small wins, and remember why you started this journey in the first place.
Oh, I love that. Huh? It's about passion, purpose, and the desire to create something truly valuable.
Exactly. Speaking of valuable, one of the best ways to learn is by studying those who are already successful.
Yeah.
Boost your online sales suggests analyzing your competition.
That's right. Figure out what they're doing well, what they're not doing so well, and what you can learn from their approach.
It's like free market research.
Yeah, but with a laser focus on the tactics and strategies that are already working.
Exactly. And the ebook also encourages us to collaborate with other creators and influencers.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work.
It does. You can leverage each other's strengths, expand your reach, and tap into new audiences.
And when we're presenting our products to potential customers, the ebook suggests using the power of contrast.
Okay.
Like offering different pricing tiers or showcasing a premium version alongside a more basic option.
It's a clever way to frame choices and influence buying decisions.
But don't overwhelm your customers with too many choices.
Right.
The ebook warns against creating choice paralysis.
Keep it simple, focus on your core products, and make it easy for customers to say yes.
Yes. And you know what we haven't talked about yet?
What's that?
Video.
Oh, yeah.
Both boost your online sales and Dan Rogers' YouTube video highlight the incredible power of video.
It's such a powerful medium.
It is. Boost your online sales suggests using video to showcase your product in a way that words simply can't capture.
Right. It's about creating an immersive experience
yeah.
that evokes emotion and builds connections.
And Dan Rogers really emphasized this in his YouTube video.
He did.
He talked about the power of video to connect with your audience on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Share your passion and show off your personality.
It's like creating a mini commercial.
Yeah.
That lives on YouTube and can reach millions of potential customers.
But it's more than just about the visuals, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's also about the story you tell.
Yeah.
The emotion you convey and the connection you build with your audience.
And the ebook reminds us to emote in our videos.
Yeah.
To connect with our audience on an emotional level.
Let your passion shine through. Show your audience that you genuinely believe in what you're selling.
Because people buy from people they like and trust.
Exactly.
And video is such a powerful way to build that trust.
It is.
It really does feel like video is kind of like the secret weapon here.
It can be, for sure.
When it comes to online sales.
Especially when it's done right.
Yeah. And that actually reminds me of something else that both Dan Rogers and Booster Online Sales talk about.
Okay.
That whole idea of, you know, constantly learning and adapting.
Right, because the online world is always changing.
It's like a fast-moving beast.
It really is. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
And to stay ahead of the curve, you got to be committed to lifelong learning.
Yep.
You need to be a student of the game, always absorbing new information, testing new strategies, refining your approach.
So it's not enough to just, like, read these resources and call it a day.
No, definitely not. It's about taking action.
Right.
Experimenting. Finding what works best for you and your business.
And one of the best ways to learn is by studying those who are already successful.
Mm. Exactly.
Like the ebook suggests analyzing your competition. Now,
yeah.
Not in a creepy stalkerish way.
No.
But, you know, taking a look at what's working for others in your niche can be super insightful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are they doing well? What could they be doing better? How can you differentiate yourself?
Right.
It's like a free masterclass in online sales.
It is.
Taught by your competitors.
Exactly.
And speaking of learning from others, the ebook also suggests teaming up with other creators or influencers.
Collaboration over competition.
I love that. Two heads are better than one.
They are.
Especially when those heads are full of creative ideas and online marketing expertise.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
Yeah. You get to tap into their audience. They get to tap into yours.
Mm-hmm.
You both learn from each other's experiences.
And when it comes to showcasing your products,
yeah,
remember the ebook's advice on leveraging contrast?
Right. Like offering different pricing tiers or showcasing a premium version alongside a more basic one.
Exactly. It's a clever way to kind of nudge people in a certain direction.
Yeah. Without being too pushy.
Right. It's all about framing choices strategically.
Yeah. Making certain options seem more desirable.
Exactly. But you got to be careful not to overwhelm your customers with too many choices.
Ah, yes. The paradox of choice.
It's a real thing.
The ebook talks about that.
Too many options can lead to indecision and lost sales.
So keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Focus on your core products.
Mm-hmm.
Make the buying process as easy and enjoyable as possible.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think we've covered just about everything.
We've covered a ton.
From crafting those irresistible product listings
mm-hmm.
to mastering the art of video marketing.
To building a strong brand.
But before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to the most important takeaway from all of these resources.
Okay, what's that?
And it's from the ebook. Is that last piece of advice.
Okay.
Sell something you're proud of.
Yes. That's so important.
It is. It's about believing in what you're selling.
Yeah.
Infusing your passion into every aspect of your business.
Mm.
And building a brand that truly resonates with your audience.
Because when you're genuinely excited about what you're offering, that enthusiasm is contagious.
It really is. It shines through in everything you do.
And it attracts customers who share your values.
Exactly. So it's no longer just about making a sale.
It's about building a community.
Yeah.
Making a difference.
Creating something meaningful.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
I agree. We've unearthed so many valuable insights from your resources.
You have.
But the real work starts now.
It does. It's time to take action.
Yes.
Experiment and turn this knowledge into results.
Remember, success in online sales is a journey.
Not a destination.
So keep diving deep, keep testing, keep learning.
And keep believing in yourself.
And your vision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until next time, happy selling.